It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here as the Lumen Christie Titans get set to host the Ida Blue Streaks. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Titans come in on a six-game winning streak, and we've been here for almost all of them, Brian. And rough up and down a little bit for the start of the year, but then they kind of locked in, and they've just been winning ever since, including last week a 44-0 domination of Napoleon. We both said, you know, Napoleon played really well that game, all things considered, just couldn't put up points, and they play a type of offense that was you need to get and play from ahead, and Ida plays a similar style of offense.
Doesn't it feel a little deja vu-ish to you? Like, weren't we here last year saying the same thing?
Yeah,
lost a couple games early, and you know, they're clicking on all cylinders, and here we are again. Basically, we'll call this the quarterfinals. I don't know if they call it the quarterfinals,
but
it is the
quarterfinals.
Right, but it is essentially the quarterfinals.
Yep.
And I feel like it's the same thing. I feel like we're sitting here in the booth against an opponent where we're just looking for ways to believe that this could be a good game.
Right. Yeah, and not even that can they beat Lumen, but can this game be a contest after the first quarter almost is how it feels in the playoffs the last couple of years with the Titans. And, again, they're clicking everywhere. And I'll say this, you know, we saw them be very good last year. They've gone to the state championship several years in a row. This team, to me, feels like a complete Lumen team, good at every part of the game. They've got good running game. They can throw a little bit. The defensive, offensive line, the trenches, they're winning that battle regularly. And the defense, gosh, that linebacking corps making tackles everywhere on the field. It's just anywhere you look on the Titans roster, you're seeing a player that's been making plays.
Yeah, and you know, coming into the year, we thought, okay, Lumen did lose Cadell Williams, who's a special athlete.
Yeah.
They lost some big linemen, you know, in the last couple of years where you're thinking, okay, well, their line's not going to be quite the same. But you said it. They keep winning the battles in the trenches, and you know it, and I know it, and everybody that our football fans know, if you can win the trenches, you usually are winning the game, and that's just seems to be week to week everything we see.
Yeah, and you know, to hear from some of the insiders, if you want to call them, the people who are around the program, they've just been marveling at how hard this team plays. This specific Lumen team plays hard, start to finish every game. And that, you know, that kind of buy-in, that kind of commitment that you can get, that they do get out of this program, that's one of the things that helps them get it, be victorious. And again, be the favorite here in this game.
They wonder how that happens. How's that buy-in happen? Is there a Brogan family that's in charge?
I want to say it's... Four decades of commitment to a program that starts in middle school or lower than that, elementary school, and keeps them working in that same program throughout. And, you know, you get those we mention all the time. It's those same names you see on the roster. And it's the Walickies and the Walters and the, you know, just the names that we continue to see over and over. And their parents are here, and their parents played football here, and their parents played football here. So, and they all played for Herb Brogan, you know, decades and decades. It's that kind of continuity that you see on good programs at every level.
Yeah, and Steve, by the way, I say the Brogan family, they'd be the first ones to tell you that they're not doing it alone either. There's the assistant coaches that I'm sure could go to just about any high school job opening that's in the area, but they stay there too. It's just a cohesive unit that, as you said, just builds consistency.
Yeah, and again, depth and in the coaching staff, and gosh, Sean Brogan, Shane Brogan, there's that family, but Tony Panici, Dan Horn, Pete LaFleur, Jeff Markintel, Matt Catterlin that are all here on the roster and are on this one that I have. Joe Williams, just the names that have been around here for just a long, long time.
And then the people behind the scenes, too, the guys that we kind of are hanging out with in the press box that are here every year. You know, everybody's just like, it is truly like a big family, and they all feel like they have a role to do, and they do, and they do it well.
Yeah. Pregame for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. I do want to talk Ida a little bit here. The Blue Streaks come in 9-2. They're no pushovers. They were 5-2 on their league. But by the way, this is a really good league where you've got Hudson and Clinton. Hudson wins the league, Clinton number two. Both teams still playing. Both teams playing tonight. Hudson and Springport in that battle of undefeateds, and then Clinton's taking on Millington, another good program here in the state. So to come out here and have two losses of both in your division, but to say, yeah, and then we're all still playing tonight, this is a good Ida team. Last week they beat E-Course 28-6. 2 weeks ago, getting the playoffs started, Dearborn Heights Robichaud, 57-26 win. There's one common opponent. Ida beat Onsted 54-7 on September 19th. Lumen beat them 56-7 on Halloween. So there's, what does that tell you? Nothing really worth mentioning, I suppose, is all. Lumen did beat Ida last year, November 8th, 2024, 49-28. And then they beat them 35-9 in the pre-district on October 28th, 2011. That's the only two matchups for these two teams historically.
Steve, if I recall, last year's battle was a pretty good game for about three quarters before Lumen kind of opened it up. And, again, that's what we see. I talk about deja vu. We see Lumen do this all the time. They might be in a game for a little while, but the depth and the strength and just kind of wears on you. And I think that happened to Ida last year. We'll see, I guess, if they learned anything. Yeah.
You see that sometimes in, like, major college football, too, where for a half, a team can hang around with one of the big dogs, and then something in the second half, that's when that depth and that experience and that skill set kind of takes over, and that's when you see that final margin sometimes gets separated. But, again, Ida's not coming out here to lose, and they brought a pretty good squad. You know what's funny to me is Ida is not that far away. I couldn't tell you exactly how to get there, but it always feels like it's from another state. You can't get there from here.
Well, I think you drive south, and then you... Yeah. You need a drone to drop you off or something.
I know it feels like it's from somewhere in, like, Nebraska or Iowa, but Ida is here. They brought a pretty good crowd. Got the cheerleading staff, and I thought there was a mascot here somewhere. So
well, that was... I was going to say, I'm looking for anything to make me think Ida could be in it, and it was that mascot. It was a person came in with me in a big blue box-type uniform that had, like, a lightning bolt. You know, that's the Blue Streak.
All right.
And so they're better than Lumen with mascots, I'll tell you that.
So that if you're going to look at categories, what do they win? Quarterback, running back, mascot? The win, that's a check mark for Ida.
That's it.
The Blue Streaks. I always liked that movie, Martin Lawrence and...
Blue Streak.
Luke Wilson, Blue Streak.
Yeah.
Bleed at.
I kind of like any Martin Lawrence movie. That's a weakness of mine.
Oh, yikes. Big Mama?
A Bad
Big
Boys.
Big Mama's House?
Bad Boys is great.
Bad Boys was good.
As is number two and three. And
Blue Streak's always been one of my favorites. Well, gosh, we're getting closer. Most of the teams here, interestingly enough, because it is a hike a little bit over to the locker rooms, the visiting teams usually tend to meet up in that corner of the end zone over there by the scoreboard. We're just a few minutes away from getting things started here. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break on the pregame, and we'll come back and get you closer to kickoff. Again, our pregame brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. It's the Lumen Christi Titans and the Ida Blue Streaks for the regional championship on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel, tractors from John Deere, and get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer, PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the pregame, and we're getting ready for a final huddle on the field from the teams. The band finishing up their appearance on the field, and that means Wetzel will finish up on the trumpet, grab his helmet, and get ready to kick off. I didn't see who won the toss, actually. 12 minutes on the clock. We're getting ready to go. Game brought to you by Form Energy. The blueberry flavor is my favorite so far, but Grape Smash isn't bad either, and I like the
America
flavor.
I saw something tonight. What flavor was tonight?
Oh, blueberry.
Blueberry, yeah. Okay.
So we got, Lumen will return here, so Wetzel doesn't have to hustle out and kick off. Again, our pregame for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Our first quarter brought to you by Sullivan's, formerly the Hunk Club. They'd like to invite you out for prime rib dinner. Join the Titans team over there, post-game meal. Prime rib every Friday night at Sullivan's. And, of course, I was just over there. You can get a Bush Light on draft, too. No negative for me either out there.
I hope the team's not doing that.
Yeah, that. Well, obviously. Come on, Brian.
Just the degenerate announcers.
Just me, yeah. Okay. One way or another, I'll have a cold beer after this. 12 minutes on the clock, and here's the kickoff. Let's get it running. That's a deep kickoff to the end line. They hit the white.
That's the deepest kickoff we've seen of the year, and I did watch him in warm-ups. He hit a 50-yarder.
Yeah.
So if this thing comes down to that, there you go. We might have the second check mark, the mascot and the kicker.
I'll take the precision kicking of the Titans squad, but the depth, I don't think they can quite. I don't think Wetzel, for all his kicking proficiency, I don't think he's got a 50-yarder in him.
You know, I'd dare go so far as to say that's the deepest kickoff we've seen since we've been doing high school games.
I haven't seen
anybody kick it through the end zone like that in the air.
Betty Gaston under center as the Titans take it at the 20. Hands off on first down to Sattler, left side of the line, and no really running room. He's going to get about a yard maybe, make a second and nine from the 21, and good tackling on first down by Ida.
Steve, every game we always talk eyeball test because we don't get to see Ida play. And, you know, we've been kind of comparing him a little bit to Napoleon as far as similar style offense, similar defensive stats too. But you look out there, Ida's big.
Yeah.
They are noticeably eyeball test bigger than Napoleon.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of comparisons for Napoleon all night because they run similar offense and stuff like that. So we will be saying better or worse than Napoleon in certain moments. Sattler takes a pitch out to the outside, rips away from a tackler at about the 25, and they'll take it out to about the 29. And let's see if that is the spot. No, they're going to move the chains first down. Good job by Sattler again to finish that run. Looked like he was breaking away from contact about 4 yards downfield and able to take it all the way to the line to gain just first and 10 from the 30.
You know, Sattler had missed a couple games due to an injury kind of in the middle of the season. That run looked like he was back. That looked like the first few weeks Paul Sattler took.
Well, it felt like last week they wanted to test it a little bit, and he must have passed because he's back out there. Little offset eye. Play action rolling out. Gaston's got a man out in the flat. A little high. And can't quite get up and squeeze it. Incomplete pass, second and 10 for the Titans.
You know, that would have been a great catch by Willicki, but it did hit him in the hands, and I always just get the sense without really knowing him, just watching him play football, you think he's kind of angry that he didn't come up with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a good receiver is always open, number one, and number two, they always expect to catch it. Yeah. So, you know, when you don't, that's your back to the drawing board or whatever you want to say, but second down and 10, they may have another chance to throw to him. Even on this drive, they give it to Sattler on second down, and he's going to get about three, maybe four. We'll call it third down and six from the 34-yard line. No, again, a pretty good spot, 35. 5 yards to gain here. We're just over a minute into this one, and just shy of the 35, third down for the Titans, and this feels big for Ida right now. A stop here could be good chance to get their defense off the field and feel like you came out and held your own against this Titan squad.
As a fan, I'm kind of hoping for like a four-yard gain, just see what Lumen will do on fourth and one at this side of the field.
And now we got a flag coming in. And it's going to be against the Titans, looking like a false start. So it'll be third down and 10 for Lumen Christie. Good ovation out of the visiting crowd from Ida. Again, full bleachers across the way and plenty of standing room only there on the fence line, too.
I'm bummed, though. I've lost the mascot.
Yeah, I mean, he should be front and center. Cheerleaders over there hiding him or something?
I don't know. It was a gigantic blue
like we couldn't, we shouldn't miss it.
But here we go. Big third down.
Shotgun here for Gaston, rolling out to his right, looking downfield, and lets it go into the air. Caught. Got a foot down at the 50. What's the call?
He caught it out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Yep. Oh, man. I wish we had some instant replay, Brian. I think he got that piggy down. I do think, though, Gaston might have thrown that past the line to scrimmage.
Well, I tell you, usually I agree with you. That one, I feel like I had a pretty good look, and I do think his foot was out of bounds catching it. And the other thing is you didn't see one person on the Lumen sideline react to that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, he got that.
And it was right in front of him there at the bench. So a punt coming for the first possession for Lumen Christie with 10:01 on the clock. And Wes Learn gets that boot away, takes a Lumen Christie bounce at the 40. Down to the 37-yard line, and that's where Ida's offense will take over. So you got to feel good about that if you're the Blue Streaks, having a good defensive stop. And that's, to me, Napoleon, again, the comparison last week, they had to do one thing. They had to score, and they had to stop Lumen from scoring, and they didn't manage to do either. In this case, now Ida did get the stop. Can they put some points up on this possession?
Yeah, when you're going against a T team, you know, that's when you want to come out and get that first score and try to make them chase.
Yeah.
You don't want to fall behind and let them get comfortable. So this is a big defensive stance right here for Lumen.
Here's the T from the 37. Takes a snap. Play action fake, dropping back. Setting up a screen. It looks like now under pressure. Escaping, though. And he throws it at the foot. That was kind of a throwaway, not wanting to complete the pass. Gavin Albring, the intended receiver, I suppose, but it looked like they were maybe setting up a screen pass and just too many Lumen defenders in the face of the quarterback.
Yeah, that right there kind of tells you that Ida kind of realizes they're dogs, because when they're a T team that's not going to throw it too often. They did tell me their quarterback's very capable, but they just don't do it often. But when you do that on your first play, you're trying to get some shock yardage there.
Yeah, you feel like Lumen's going to come in and run blitz here or penetrate, so it's maybe trying to take advantage of something, but Owen Snyder, the quarterback, unable to make the big play, but he did, again, make the heady play, so second and 10 instead of maybe he catches it, gets hit, and it's second and 12. 9:44 to play first quarter with the clock stopped on that play. The T's set up now Again, still 37. There's the snap. Couple fakes. Giving the handoff and getting past the 40. Still on his feet, backing it up all the way down to the 45 before he's brought down. So we'll give him 8 yards on second down. It'll bring up third and two. And if you're going to run this T offense, you don't mind a third and two. Couple tries there at midfield to get that line to gain.
Yeah, and I'm guessing here around midfield, if you're Ida, you're just planning on going for it as long as you don't lose yardage here. By the way, that carry was Gavin Albring, who I think we're going to be saying his name quite a bit for Ida.
T set up here, third and two from the 45. And they give it, and there's the gain, and then cuts it outside. On the run, foot race into Lumen territory, 30, 25, 20, and chased out of bounds. Inside of the 20-yard line, I'm looking for an official spot. I think we got him at the 17. And that is the spot. Big play there on third and short, and they're able to scamper for a huge gain. And that number 44 on the carry is Braden Bidlowski, a senior, big senior fullback for Ida.
So, Steve, was that 44 or was that 14?
Oh, could be either, honestly. If you got 14, then that's fair.
Well, you know what? It was somebody with a 4, and they were galloping.
I say that. We were saying that out of this, before the game, we were talking amongst ourselves up here and saying that sometimes out of these tees, it's tough to tell who's got it. Both of those guys are back there now. They go to Bidlowski. This time, I'm sure of it.
Yep.
Past the 15, down to about the 14 for about 3 yards on first down, second and 7.
And again, when you play a T team like the Lumen is tonight, it's like gnats at a picnic. You know, they just keep coming at you, and it's not real one big bite, but just annoying.
8.5 to go first quarter for Sullivan's, formerly the Hunt Club. Up and set, hands off into the middle, and that's going to be another big gain. And the ball comes loose at the end of the play, but they're going to call him down. And that ball carrier was Justin Crozier, the junior back. And I know some of the fans wanted it, but the ground can't cause a fumble. And that clearly was what happened there. He went the tackle, put him head over cleats, and it doesn't stop him from being first and goal here from about the 3 yard line. And Ida marching here on their first possession with 8:02 to play in the first quarter. Three tries or more from here, and they give it to Bidlowski, and it looks like he's in. Called a touchdown, Ida. And on their first possession, they put up 6. All of our touchdowns brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. And that's the first time that the Titans have trailed in the postseason so far.
Yeah, and like I say, going against that T, that's something you kind of don't want to do. You don't want to fall behind and watch them eat clock.
And this kicker from these extra points, go pick that one up in the parking lot. That's good. 7-0 Blue Streaks. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Boyle, Brian Haynes. Hey, join us again tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting for Hanover Horton and Schoolcraft, 1 o'clock on K105.3. For tonight, though, Titans in an unfamiliar spot for the playoffs, trailing 7-0 here early. 7:54 to play first quarter. And they'll accept their first kick, or the second kickoff. But I don't know if we can expect much of a return if he boots it out of the back of the end zone again.
I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
Approaching, and there it goes, and it's up, and it's deep, and they won't touch it. That one almost went through the uprights.
That was close.
A lot of times, it's a good kickoff if you're standing in the end zone. You catch it and decide if you want to take a knee or return it. In this case, you don't even have a choice. I had to kick it through the back of the end zone. And again, go chase that football down for us. There's some youngster out there running to get it. Meanwhile, the Titans will start at the 20 again. And that, what a weapon. As a kickoff, you never have to worry about a special team's mistake or something turning into points for the other team or great field position. You're pretty much always, as a defense, starting with that team on the 20.
Yeah, we rave about Lumen's special teams, and that includes their kick return.
Yeah. Shotgun for Sattler, designed run play, just a direct snap, and he'll take it out to the 25 on first down. They'll give him that mark, and I'm waiting. There we go. So give him 6 yards on first down, second and four from the 26-yard line.
A nice little tackle there by the sophomore, Grant Pfeiffer, too.
That was something we haven't seen out of the playbook either, that direct snap to the runner.
And that happens every week, too, doesn't it? Lumen shows us one little wrinkle.
Empty backfield here, five wide for Gaston. And now Walters goes in motion across the formation. And it's a wide receiver screen out there to King. And he spins away from a tackler. And they're going to get that close to the first down marker. Tossed right out there. And they will move the chains. And, yeah, Jack Fitzpatrick, the receiver on the play over there on the sideline. And he, again, a nice run after catch. Well blocked, but he had to spin away from a guy, and it was personal effort that got him that extra couple yards and moved the chains. First and 10 for the Titans with 6:52 to play in the first.
Yeah, you see a rather smallish Lumen wide receiver make a good catch. You just say King automatically. That's ingrained in your brain from the last few years.
It's that single-digit jersey, too. They hand off to Sattler in the backfield, and he tries to bounce outside, turns it in instead, and he'll jump up to the 34-yard line, and it'll make it second down and 6 yards for the Titans. And the Titans have gotten used to big gain after big gain sometimes in this running game. They may have to commit to just buckling down and taking 4 yards where they can get it. And a long, sustained drive. 6:20 to play and ticking down in the first quarter, brought to you by Sullivan's. I was playing some air hockey over there.
Oh, yeah?
I was undefeated. My 6-year-old cousin could not beat me. I formation. There's another handoff to Sattler. Goes right side, and this time picks through the defense cleanly out to the 41, and another first down for the Titans.
If you're a Titan fan listening, here's where a drive that you don't want Wes learned with the ball, unless it's a big long catch.
Yeah.
And we haven't called his name. He has not had to punt very often the last couple weeks.
No.
If any.
At none. We're at 5:43 and taken away here in the first quarter in the Titans' second first down of this possession. That's only their third first down of the game. But again, I think if they buckle down and commit to this run, they've been able to get positive yardage every play. And this time, kind of a play fake looking downfield as Gaston has got a man in the seam, and Mackey unable to make that catch. Had it in his hands, hit as he caught it, but incompletion is the call, and it'll be second and 10 for Lumen. Good throw by Gaston to hit that target, and he was open, but good defensive recovery there to make a hit on the play before he could squeeze the catch.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. Gaston threw a dime there. That was probably 25 yards in the air.
Yeah.
Perfect throw.
On target, for sure. Number 5:22, clock stops with the incompletion. Second down and 10 for the Titans from their own 41-yard line, working toward midfield. Under center is Gaston, single back is Sattler. He play fakes there, end around coming, and there goes Walters. He's got some room. Good tackle there. He's going to get it into Ida territory, and they'll spot it at the 48-yard line. Nice ball carry there by Walters, and that looked like it could go the distance, so a nice tackle two by the Ida defense.
And Walters, if you listened to us last week, he was our player of the game last week for just always coming up with good plays, and there you go. Nothing spectacular, but a good run by Walters.
Yeah, him, Walicki, Fitzpatrick, those are all those guys that just kind of make plays different spots throughout the game. Gaston hands off to Sattler, left side on first down, and he's going to make about 3 yards untouched, but then a pile up at the 43, so we'll give him 5 yards on first down. Let's call 4 second and 6 here with 4:43 to play in the first quarter.
You know, Sattler, we usually see him finish runs, and he always falling forward. That time, the last couple of carries, Sattler's been going backwards by the time the hit's done. Ida D has got some big linebacking crew.
Yeah, and they're definitely a handful there, even on the defensive line. So those linebackers can stuff those gaps. I formation, big set for the Titans going right side and trying to pick through traffic as Sattler, and he's going to get past the 40 over the pile down to the 38, and that's going to make a third down and one here for Lumen Christi. Third and short in Ida territory at the 38-yard line.
Well, Sattler fell forward that time to the tune of about 2 or 3 yards. That was a big, nice little lunge and second effort.
Yeah, that pileup was down at his knees. So he tried to go over it, and he toppled and got the gain. And now he gets the distance for the first down. It looks like, oh, I don't like that spot. They're going to call him just short. It looks like at least in the initial spot here.
Wow.
And that
fans do not like that spot.
That spot is not good. Fourth and short. Very short. It was a good defensive stand by Ida, but it looked like Sattler had gotten the yard he needed. They're saying just short with 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Titans with our first fourth down conversion of the game, at least the attempt here.
I swear if I'm Ida and I'm underdog, I'm just bringing everybody.
They did. It's not going to help Sattler all the way down to the 35. So he needed one, he got three, and it'll be first down Lumen Christi there. He knifed through that one there. Would not be denied. Good blocking, too, on that play by the Titans so that Sattler wasn't shaking anybody off the line of scrimmage.
Dan, you were right. Ida was bringing everybody.
Yeah. No, you called. I mean, no reason to do anything but go all out. They weren't going to try to run anything tricky. Helmet on helmet, Lumen Christi feels like they can get that yard every time. They give it to Walicki, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage, manages to maintain composure and move forward for about 4 yards on first down, second and six for Lumen Christi from the Ida 32. And we're down to 2:40 to go.
Over quick. Center.
Yeah, Monroe Jefferson out to a 16-0 lead early in that one. Hosting Michigan Center tonight. The Cardinals have had an interesting run and really an upset win last week over Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, who had, and the last rankings I saw were number 5 in Division 5. So that's the Cardinals not even in the top 10 able to get that win. But everybody's tough at this point. There's another direct snap to Sattler on second down, and he's going to get past the 30 to the 29. A cheer coming up from the Ida sideline as they stop him short of a first down, but it's going to be third and about 3 for the Titans.
Ooh, and Sattler coming off the field right now. A little hitch in the giddy up.
Yep. Bad wheel, it looks like. And that ankle was what had been troubling him, it would appear anyway. The same ailment that kept him out of a few games. The good thing for the Titans is during that time, they really discovered that they've got a lot of depth in the backfield. And so in this case, it looks like it's Amarion Clay as the deep back. Two fullbacks up there in front. They give to Clay left side. Bounces outside, now looks to move inside. Stays on his feet, fighting for extra yardage at the end of the play. I think he did get stopped short of the line to gain. So to bring up another fourth down for the Titans here, about 2 yards to get. That marker just past the 27. So just inside of the 27-yard line, and they're just outside of the 28 here. So maybe a little more than a yard as we tick down to 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Titans from the left hash have had to work for every yard they've gotten on this drive. They've had it for about almost 8 minutes here on this current possession. Trailing 7-0 early, Ida able to drive down for a touchdown on their first possession. Titans looking to answer here. I formation, fourth. They give it. It's through the line. Walicki going to the house. Touchdown, Lumen. The fullback dive always feels like a secret weapon for the Titans. They don't employ it all that often, but when they do, it has a tendency to go for gains like that. So we'll call it a 28-yard touchdown for the Titans on fourth and one. And it's 6-7 Lumen Christi with an extra point pending here.
Steve, we'll give the offensive line some credit, and Jake Contat, who was in there to block for Willick. He kind of sprung that.
Touchdown Lumen, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and here's the extra point try. Hold is down. Kick is up. And it's good. 7-7 tie. We got the early makings of a great game here. 38 seconds to play in the first. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our first quarter brought to you by Sullivan's. Join them after the game. Prime rib. Do you like prime rib, Brian? Is that one of your things?
Usually not. There's usually something on the menu I'll take over prime rib, but if you pulled a piece of prime rib out of your pocket right now and was cooked correctly, I'd eat it.
Well, surprise, surprise. Look what I got. No,
some Sullivan's prime rib.
I don't
rib.
Have any Sullivan's prime rib. They didn't hook us up with that, but okay. I'm glad they're on board to sponsor the first and second quarter of our game tonight. Tied at 7 here early. Ida accepting their first kickoff. And that's a liner from Wetzel down to the 10. Fielder there and looking to return out to the 25 before he's hit, but taken out immediately on first contact. And got on the return there was number 5, Carson Weeman.
How about the tackle from Broderick Martinez on the special teams, the junior?
They'll give him 26-yard line on the spot here. So with 32 seconds to play in the first, a 7-7 tie. And Ida, chance to go back in front. And this is one of those times where you big play, sure, but what if you could eat up the rest of the half and go into the locker room with a 2-score lead? They hand it off on first down, operating in some open field and out to the 35. I don't want to second guess his running style, but it looked like he had a lot more room to just kind of turn on the afterburners. But the patient run still gets him 9 yards on first down. And I got Gavin Albring on the carry there.
Yeah, and I think that'll probably do it for the first quarter. If I'm Ida, I'm making this game as short as I can. They Indeed. Don't need to snap it. I don't think they're going to.
They'll break the huddle and go up to the line 2 seconds and 1 second, and there's the end of the first quarter for us. Let's take a 60-second commercial break, a 7-7 tie after one. We're back in a minute on WKHM.
In an instant, a vehicle accident can change your life. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygod and Falzon, your trusted personal injury attorney that will fight for you after you've been in a car or motorcycle accident. With decades of experience, we've secured millions in settlements for accident victims and fight the insurance companies so you can focus on healing. And you don't pay any fees until we win. Injured in an accident? Call me, Larry Falzon, at 877 to get paid. Losing is not an option.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Second and one, Ida comes to the line, handing off to the left side, slamming into the line, got the first down distance, only needed a couple, take it out to the 38, and that'll be first down for the Blue Streaks.
Steve, a lot of teams run this T offense, but and maybe it's because as a coaching staff, that's what you're familiar with, but you do need to have three good backs, and right now Ida definitely looks capable with Didn't Manning, you know, whoever they've handed it off to has looked pretty good, and a good line, too.
Yeah, there's not one of them that you're going, okay, I hope he gets it, because they're all big, and they all run pretty hard, too. They got a little speed. We've seen that, too. They get set. Handed off right in the middle. No, QB keeps it. He's brought down for a loss. That one broke down, and it's Fitzpatrick making the tackle. But really just a good job by the defensive line getting a push for the Titans. Second down and 11 now for Ida.
When you look out at Fitzpatrick, he definitely doesn't look very big, but he is feisty.
Oh, yeah. You trust him back there as your safety. He's up there making plays in the run game and in the pass game in the backfield. So he's just a versatile guy. And I mentioned him when, you know, we mentioned Walicki and Walters and, you got Contat back there in the linebacking core. You know, just all those guys all over the field making plays. Second and 11, pitch out to the left side, cuts into the line, hit and brought down at the 41. About 4 yards, maybe five on that carry. Third down, and 7 yards for Ida. And that one was to Gavin Albring.
I thought Albring was going to get a few more yards, and he ran into Walicki as he was running into a wall. There was no give.
As sure a tackler as we've seen all year, Walicki. And really, the last few weeks has come on in the offensive game as well. So just a tear on both sides of the football. Walicki, linebacker, there in the middle. It's third down, 7 yards for Ida. And they shift around, and there's a rumble through the line and able to stand his feet past the 50 into Titan territory at the 48. No, they'll put it right on the 50. I don't know, that was maybe a bad spot, but another good carry. And Dylan Jarrett, I think, is the ball carrier on that one. First and 10 from the 50 for Ida. And with that, you get him into that third down and kind of longish territory. You think you might have a chance to slow him down, but you never know who's going to get that football coming out of there. And that went right into the middle of the line, well blocked by the Ida offensive line.
Yeah, we talked about three good runners. I had Jarrett. Let's call it four now, because that's a fourth ball carrier we've seen.
First and 10 midfield, T formation, and handed off to the middle guy. That's Jarrett again, this time tackled by the D-line, and it's Mackey making the stop for no gain. Second and 10. Oh, let's give him a half a yard there. Second and 9.5.
Mackey got hold of him, and it was like he was going to do his best to just pull him down no matter what.
Second quarter brought to you by Sullivan's. I played some Papa Shot over there. I had the high score for the day.
Was that against your six-year-old?
Well, no. All right. Pitch out to the left side, and the Titans stretch it out, stop it for no gain, maybe a loss. Actually, we'll make it third down and 11 here for the Ida Blue Streaks. Titans bend a little bit on this drive, but not breaking. Matter of fact, making their stand right here at midfield, pushed them back into their own side of the field. Third down and 11 for Ida. It was against my 10-year-old.
And I guess it doesn't matter who you're playing against. The high score is high score.
Everybody who played there that day.
That's right. Well, we talked about the quarterback being capable of throwing. We'll see if this is one right here.
Where it might be a requirement. They do make a play fake. Back to throw. Going to get hit as he releases and overthrows the intended receiver on the play. Incomplete. And there was a blindside rusher coming. I don't know how much contact there was, but certainly the throw was disrupted. And great coverage by the Titans, by the way, too, as the receiver on the play was Gavin Albring, and there were three Titans back there to cover. 8:08 to play here in this first half, and it's 4th and 11 for Ida, and we might get our first blue streak punt.
This is their kicker. We'll see if he has the punt leg, too. By the way, that was Cash Cooper applying the pressure there. He called his name quite a bit a couple games ago.
Good snap, and that's a kick kind of on a line. It's going toward the sideline, and there won't be a return, and it looks like it's going to be inside of the 15. We'll see where they spot it. They put it right on the 15-yard line. No 16. The one guy's got it at the 16. First and 10 for the Titans from their own 16-yard line after the punt, but a nice defensive stand by Lumen Christie.
Is it Jason Bolster, their punter slash kicker?
Well, Jackson Bolster.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you have a nice big...
Yeah, shout out to Greg Futra for always hooking us up.
I'm looking at, like, 6 font writing here.
And he gave me 21 font.
Yeah.
Those guys with bad eyes got to stick together. First and 10. Ida on defense after the punt, and Titans with a chance to take their first lead of the game. Inside handoff. Now bouncing outside. Sattler looking to get to the edge. And good job by Ida to stretch that out. We got a flag coming into the middle of the line where you might expect a hold. So Saylor got a little bit of yardage there out past the 20, I would say the 21, but we'll see what the call is going to be here.
You know, Saylor came off in that last offensive possession. We saw him in front of us getting his ankle retaped. He did not look as explosive right there.
And it is going to be a hold against Lumen Christi, so put them back there further into their own zone, 9 yard line, and first and about 18. They got 16 on the scoreboard. It looks like more than that to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll call it 7. 17. Oh, they moved it up to 18 on the scoreboard.
That Saylor run, did that look like almost like he was trying to test that ankle out to you?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Gaston faking the pass, inside handoff to Saylor. I love that misdirection play. And what a stiff arm by Paul Saylor on the run. Takes it out past the 20 to about the 23. And there's some hurry around the 24, actually. What a run. That kind of Statue of Liberty that they fake like they're going to throw it outside, and then the running back goes inside to the opposite direction. And Saylor was untouched, and then he takes it out about 5 yards and then just ground a guy into the turf with a stiff arm. It's 7:40 to play here in the quarter, and somebody's slow to get up here for Ida, so we're getting the Titans huddled up here on the sideline.
Grant Pfeiffer, the down Ida player.
7-7 tie game right now. Looks like Cardinals maybe getting on the board over at Monroe Jefferson, 16-6 at the end of one.
The Cardinals have a type of offense. They can get points in a hurry.
And in that battle of undefeateds, Springport and Hudson tied at 8 with 5:28 to play in the first there. That's a game that's quite a matchup.
Yeah, that game, if you said Springport versus Hudson any time in the last 10 years, you would think Hudson running clock, but this isn't your grandparents' Springport team.
Yeah, they're off to a good start there and a good one. 7:40 to play here. Again, we're in the second quarter for Sullivan's, the former Hunt Club. I know they added some of that West Texas barbecue stuff to their weekend menu. You want to check that out, what they've got on specials. Don't sleep on it there.
So being across town, I guess I wasn't even aware. How long has it been Sullivan's now?
It's months, maybe.
Months? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got to get out that side of town more.
If it was Sullivan's on Page Ave, you'd know. Inside pass, Wes Learn with the catch. Spinning away from a tackler out to the 35, and there's a first down for Lumen Christi. Betty Gaston feeding Wes Learn, ran a nice little, just kind of a hook route. Caught it and took a little extra after the catch, and out to the 36, first and 10, Lumen Christi.
Well, if you're a Lumen receiver, you better have those hands ready, because Gaston get it on you in a hurry. That's a fastball.
Yeah, he's on the infield. Baseball infielder, like that guy has to be able to throw to first from anywhere on that infield diamond, and so he's got to fire it. He's got the arm, no doubt. Interesting set here. Our Saylor jumps into the backfield. They fake it to him, end around, and that's Walters looking for some space. Gets a block and able to turn that into a 5 yard gain. Looked like he might be stopped the line of scrimmage, but look at Walicki coming through and paving a way for him. Carried that block all the way out of bounds, and a nice 7 yard gain on first down.
There's two of our guys right there doing what they do. Walicki with the block, and Walters just being patient. Like you said, it looked like he might get stopped, and he just kind of waited, saw when the blockers were coming, and saw a shot.
6:22 to play. We're tied at 7 here in the first half, and the Titans on a run here now, 2nd and 3, and on the snap, we're going to false start against Lumen. So penalty going to hurt him a little bit on this drive. That really was a problem for that first drive when they had to punt. They had another false start penalty.
Yeah, because even though Lumen doesn't run a tee, they still rely on a lot of 4 or 5 yard runs.
Right.
Now against a lot of opponents, those 4 or 5 yard runs are 10 to 15 yard runs.
Yeah, 2nd and 8 takes you back from where you were, but it's not a backbreaker necessarily if they're able to make a couple plays here. Gaston in the shotgun, but it's still kind of a tight set. Two receivers to his left. Oh, he pitches. Oh, they pitch to Gaston. Fooled me. And up high jump ball nearly picked off, but a fall incomplete. So Gaston had lined up at receiver, and it was Sattler in the backfield. And they had run that direct snap a couple times. So you're hoping to catch Ida playing the run, and they pitch it to Gaston. He throws downfield. Incomplete pass. West learned the intended receiver. That was a jump ball, though. Good coverage by Ida. Not really fooled on that play. And it'll bring up third down and eight for Lumen Christi. They've been setting up that play a little bit here in the first half. We're at 5:52 to play till the halftime break. 7-7 tie. Titans now a third and eight play here.
By the way, that was Owen Snyder back there in the coverage, and who had the best chance of anyone to come up with that ball, dropped it. That's probably why he's quarterback.
He can throw but not catch. Is that the blame? Gaston goes down low for the snap. Now running away from pressure in the backfield. Gets a throw away, and that one will be picked off at the 30. And out to the 36 on the return. No, they'll spot him on the 35. Gaston kind of threw that one up to the dogs there. And they had two, maybe three guys back there to intercept.
Yeah, I think his arm was getting hit as he was throwing that, and that just became the old wounded duck.
Yep.
As easy as a pick as you're ever going to see.
Yeah, I mean, similar effect to a punt, perhaps. It'll be Ida football on the 35 on their end of the field, and 5:41 to play in the half. Ida with a chance to go ahead going into the locker room. And they'll get the football to start the second half first. They line up the tee. And it's handed off, and Lumen not fooled. They didn't bring the ball carrier down, but they did stop forward progress. So it's a short gain for Justin Crozier on the carry. But he managed to stay on his feet through the contact.
Maybe an advantage Lumen had is getting to play Napoleon last week, who runs this kind of same offense.
Yeah.
They run it a little bit different, I think.
Sure.
Ida will go a little wider, I think. But still, Lumen looks like they're settled in right now as far as their game plan.
Yeah. A little scout team feel to playing Napoleon last week. Second and nine for Ida. And there's a handoff to the left side, bouncing outside, staying on his feet, looking for that line to gain. He dives forward. Did he step out of bounds first? He did. They'll get him at the 44, just short of that first down marker. And, oh, are they moving the chains?
Yeah, I think so.
No, they started to, and that official saying, no, what are you doing? That was short. So the line to gain is there at the 45, and they've got him at the 44. So they'll reset things.
Okay, they're going to take a little time to get the chains untangled. But that was Albring again on that carry. There was about three guys that tackled Crozier thinking he had the ball, and I was one of the people that thought Crozier had it too.
Yeah, but you called it, Brian, right ahead of that, kind of a pitch out rather than anything to the inside, and again, nice run after contact to dive forward at that marker. Makes it third and manageable here, and they hand it off, and Lumen had it snuffed out. They're going to give him that 45-yard line on the carry. And I got Bidlowski on the carry, and that'll be first and 10. They give him the 46. First and 10 for Ida.
It's kind of like Bidlowski's kind of their little short yardage guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I'll tell you, Brian, it's been this drive right now, you really see them fighting for that 1 yard, 2 yards there. That battle in the trenches is just heating up. 7-7 tie. We got 4 minutes to play till the halftime break. Another handoff, this time to the left side, and that's going to go out to the 49-yard line on first down, and that'll make it second and they'll actually give them short of the 49. We'll give them 3 yards on first down, second and a long seven. 3:50 ticking away as the clock stays running in our second quarter. Again, brought to you by Sullivan's, the former Hunt Club. Go play some games. Go watch some games. They got TVs all over the place. Or if it's date night, that's a great place to go in that. I actually have plans to go there tomorrow night for a birthday party.
So. All right. Same menu, like Wiley potato still there?
You can still get the Wiley. Okay. Yeah, you can still get the Wiley chips. But they've got some new stuff, too. Worth checking out if you haven't been there since it's the new rebranding. And that handoff goes. And again, after contact, it's the quarterback keeping it. Faked them all out. Owen Snyder gets the first down. Pass midfield into Titan territory down to the 42. And that looked like that touchdown run in the first possession where the Titans maybe didn't see who had it, and so he's able to rumble for a little extra. That secondary, always good at tackling for the Titans, but a lot of yards before he's brought down. 42-yard line, first and 10 to Ida with 3 minutes now to play in the half. They line it up, pitch it out left side. Has to bounce it to the edge, and the Titans are going to pull him down for maybe a short gain. Good job at the line as Albring on the carry wanted to turn it up at the hash, and they pushed him out to the sideline. He gets 1 yard, and it'll be second down and 9 from the 41.
It was a great job there by Cash Cooper setting that edge and making sure he couldn't get outside, and he eventually made the tackle as well.
Yeah, but great pursuit from the Titans.
Yeah, his job there. Don't let him get outside you.
2:22 and ticking down. Second down and 9 from the 41. Ida in the tee. A little misdirection, slow to develop play. Does get past the 40 to the 39 on the carry there, Bidlowski, and that'll bring up third down and 7 for Ida.
This looks like contact and Keegan Grandy. Pair of Titans bringing him down. Another third and long. Titans doing a good job on first and second downs, keeping these guys to 1 and 2 yards.
Yeah, like I said, this drive has really been a battle for just a yard or two here and there. Third down and long. I love to see what Ida's got in this one as the clock ticks down toward halftime. And that's a rollout pass. They're going to fake it one way and look to come back left side. And great pressure by the Titans with Mackey and Cooper both getting their hands up in the passing lane. The falls incomplete, brings up fourth down for Ida. Wouldn't that be about a 55-yard?
Yeah, I don't think he has that in him. Although, he doggone kicked the field goal on the kickoff. Boy, I think if I'm Ida right there, I keep that ball on the ground and keep that clock moving. And at the worst, you like to feel like, okay, we can go at a half tied.
Yeah,
and they still very well might, but that's 40 seconds off the clock.
There's the snap. We'll get a punt right up from the 50, up nice and high, and that's going to bounce into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. And just barely, boy, that stopped about 1 yard in. If that stops a yard shorter, that's a great punt. Instead, it's just a 20-yard set up here for the Titans, and with 80 yards to cover with 87 seconds to do it. Stay tuned at the half, brought to you by Quality of Life Hearing Center, and we'll run down this game. We'll get you any updates we can from out of town elsewhere, but we've had some good ones so far. 24-6 now, by the way. Monroe Jefferson leads Michigan Center with 9 minutes to play in the second quarter there.
Steve, let's see if Lumen can take advantage of what I think was maybe a mistake there by Ida, giving them an extra 40 seconds to work with.
And we get a carry by Sattler. And he'll get about 8 on first down. Second down and 2 from the 28. We're down to minute 11.
Second and short is where I like some kind of Lumen play action. And let's take a deep shot here. If I can get the words out.
Looking for those deep threats. I don't see. Oh, there's Learned in the slot. Shotgun for Gaston. Inside pitch to Marion Clay, like a shovel pass play. He's going to get the first down, and Clay continues to battle. Clay, maybe the smallest of the running backs, but he was fighting for every inch there. He takes it past the 35 out to the 37. First and 10 Titans. We got 41 seconds and a timeout being called, and we'll stop it at 37 seconds on the field. So Lumen can attempt fate here and maybe try to make a couple more plays. I like it. I want to see, you know, where their progressive play calling is going to go, because they do such a good job of running a few plays to kind of set up other stuff. Let's take a 30-second break. We got 37 seconds to play in the half when we come back on WKHM.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com. You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
37 seconds left, first and 10, Titans. Gassing out of the shotgun, going left side, Learn. One-on-one on the sideline, and good defense to come over late, but we might get a pass interference call. Flag came in late from the sideline, so I'm going to get 15 yards out of this regardless. The defender maybe got there with some contact a little early. That is going to be the call, at least signaled from that official.
The Ida defensive backs can't believe it, and if I'm being honest, that was seemed like a fortunate call for the Titans.
Yeah, it really was pretty good. Coming over a little late, but coming over getting into the passing lane, and that kind of that idea that the defender has as much right to the ball as the offensive player does, and I don't think he didn't. There wasn't too much contact, maybe just some arm fighting.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Learn has a foot on that defensive back, and I don't mind that play. Throw it up deep and, hey, make him have to fight for that.
Hey, following tonight's game, we take you out to TCU, University of Michigan basketball, taking on the Horned Frogs. So listen up for that after we have our, we'll shorten up our post game as short as we can. Sattler takes a handoff to the left side, spins away from a defender down to the 40-yard line in Ida territory. They'll put it at the 41, and we'll get another timeout from the Titans. So they really have covered a lot of field here in short time. Just still 23 seconds left here in the first half, and a 7-7 tie. Titans going to get close enough to maybe go into the halftime with the lead, knowing that Ida gets the football to start the second half.
Yeah, and again, you know, I talked about it when Ida had the ball. When they had third down, they would just run it. Another 40 seconds would gone off the clock, and we'd be at halftime instead. Ida,
yeah,
in
like
danger of giving up a lead here.
I do want to say, again, Sullivan's post-game prime rib, if anybody is ready. If we, again, you can go ask him to put that Michigan game on the big screen for you tonight. Tomorrow, University of Michigan football here at WKHM, at 11 o'clock broadcast for a noon kick. And then Red Wings hockey tomorrow night. So we got a doubleheader for you on the network tomorrow. Pistons basketball tonight, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. 76ers in town. Pistons.
Kind
of that,
good.
Yeah, that renaissance of Detroit pro sports teams. We'll have the Lions for you Sunday night football with Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Benny Gaston about to take this snap out of the timeout. Goes left side to Sattler. It's a quick wide receiver. You know, Sattler lined up as a wide receiver, and they do a quick screen. He's going to go out of bounds and stop the clock, and that'll move the chains. And with 19 seconds left, still 7-7 our score. Titans will get it on the left hash at the 33.
That was a nice play as far as, you know, picked up 6-7 yards and took 4 seconds off the clock. Now we're getting down there where Gaston can take a couple shots.
He takes the snap a little low, looks to Wes Learn, one-on-one on that left side. And Learn makes a catch! Touchdown, Lumen! Wes Learn! One-on-one, went up high to get that one, caught it, and walked it in. The defender, it was a jump ball. You called it, Brian. You can go one-on-one. Learn's got length on just about any defender. Leaped for that one, made the catch, and almost a little contact between the two fighting for it, and that just went right into Learn's grips. Touchdown, Titans, with 12 seconds left in the half. 13-7 lead, and make it 14. Anthony Wetzel does what he's been doing all year.
Tell you what, I think Grant Pfeiffer for Ida thought he was coming up with a pick. His eyes were probably as big as saucers. And Learn just mossed him, as they say on ESPN. You got mossed.
Kick is good. 14-7 Titans with 12 seconds left. 30-second break, and we'll kick it off again on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the Titans will kick it off one more time before we go to the halftime break. I'm predicting a squib here with 12 seconds. Wetzel takes his moment, and we get it offsides. Wetzel took just a little like a stutter step. And so they'll have to move it back. Kick it again.
I think he had a halftime show in his mind on that one.
Trying to remember his marching choreography.
It is, you mentioned earlier, Wetzel has been very accurate with his kicks this year. You know, not the booming leg that we maybe seen from Salazar in the previous years, but Wetzel doing a good job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's precision. He puts it right where he wants to, and we've seen him kind of, you know, kick that pitching wedge over that first line of guys and have his team get a chance to go down and get it. In this case, they just want to get it on the ground and keep it from turning into any kind of a big run back. In this case, that's, again, the bounce gets to the 40, and he's going to run it, catches and run it, gets a block out to the 50, down to the 49, into Titan territory with 7 seconds left till the halftime runs out. So the return is going to give him good field position and maybe a chance to take a shot at the end zone. Justin Crozier caught and ran it. And again, 49-yard line in Lumen territory with 7 seconds to play in the half.
Yeah, I got to believe here this is just going to be a handoff. I don't think he has the arm to get it down there.
I saw him throw it 40 yards in the air in the warm-ups. Can he have enough time for somebody to run 40 yards before he's brought down to the backfield? And
well, they look like they're
it's a different set.
At least showing themselves.
Yep. Under center, rolling out, looking to pass. Steps up, lets it go, and overthrows big time, out of bounds and incomplete. 1 second still on the clock. Come on, Konopacki. Let that run out.
The clock keeper getting some guff up here.
I thought we had Tomas running it.
I think he is.
You're going to get the hook.
Yeah.
Jesse Brown on his way up. No, I'm just no, that legitimately, that did hit, and I looked up, and it was right on. It was the exact right play from veteran clock.
That is just honest clock keeping. No home cooking. There was a second left, and that's what it was.
And now we get a timeout from Ida with just 1 second on the clock. We'll keep it here. Again, coming up at the half, we'll run down what we've got and all the scores we can find. We got some updates in that Hudson-Springport game. Michigan Center, that's turned into an shootout a little bit. So we'll get you those details as we have them. Our halftime brought to you by Quality of Life Hearing Center. Thanks again to Sullivan's, our first and second quarter sponsors, Hunter and Mallory and the whole crew over there. I like new ownership, but a lot of familiar faces still there when I was down there last week. So good to be in there, and just a great facility. Huge spot. If you want to go have a birthday party, you can bring a bunch of people, and they're not going to run out of room. And again, a pretty good menu from some people who have proven themselves to be pretty good at food.
I might go there after this game and just stay until somebody has to physically remove me.
All right. That sounds good.
Like closing time.
I mean, I'll take you on any one of those skill games, pop a shot, air hockey, whatever. They've got a good racing game, too. There's a handoff, and Rumlin still on his feet. Got first down distance. They kept that play alive to run the clock down. Got past the 40, but that's it. Brought down, and that'll end the half. 14-7. Titans will go into the locker room with a lead. Ida will get the football when we resume play. For now, let's take a 3-minute break at the half, and we'll be back with the details. Halftime show coming up on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com. Show coming up.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. We'll be right back.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. T-Boyle Brian Haynes at the half. Halftime tonight brought to you by Quality of Life Hearing Center. And Titans lead at 14-7. It was a 7-0 start for Ida. Two unanswered scores by the Titans gets us to where we are. And again, Ida had about minute 40, I think, left in the half, and the third down and long, and they end up going, or fourth down, and they kind of went for it, went with the pass, stopped the clock, and then punted, gave Lou and Chrissy enough time. I can't believe they went down and scored a touchdown. They had about 45 seconds. You know, it didn't feel like long enough to do that, but yeah, they managed the clock very well, and able to get that last score in with 12 seconds to play in the half. So a nice capitalizing, I think, by Lumen on what maybe you think is an error by Ida to not run the football and keep that clock running and possess as long as they could.
Yeah, because I think if they run it there, I don't know that Lumen calls a timeout. They punt it back and get it with under a minute. Instead, they had a minute 28, and that was just enough for a couple big plays along with kind of iffy call that went in Lumen's favor for pass interference. And next thing you know, there's Wes Learn with a jump ball.
Yeah.
Just high pointing it. Beautiful catch.
Yeah, a great one-on-one, just a highlight play, and Titans able to get that 14-7 lead. The running games have really just been kind of colliding and playing almost to a stalemate, but it was that couple of passing advantages for Lumen, including that one big play to end the half, that's given them this lead. Ida will get the football and a chance to tie it up to start the second half. Interesting scores from elsewhere around the area, and I've got an update from Hudson and Springport. We were talking about 8-8 early, end of one. Oh, no, 5:28 to play in the first, it was 8-8. Now with 7:32 to play in the second, it's 36-8 Hudson.
Wow.
Just a quick onslaught by the Tigers.
And Michigan Center, too, who had cut it to 24-12 not long ago, now down 40-18. Hope you had the over in that one.
Yeah, right. That's a lot of first half points with still 55 seconds to play in the first half, 40-18 the score there. That's all the scores we've got for you here at the half. Second half, if you're Ida, you have to go out and get points, I think, in that first possession, because you right now it doesn't you don't know if you can stop the Titans again, but you want to capitalize. You get the ball first, go down and score, and put the pressure back on them to have to keep up with you.
Yeah, that's what made that third down call even more peculiar, because, man, if you're Ida and you feel like, okay, we get in the half at 7-7, we get the ball, maybe establish a long drive and put points on the board, and you're feeling really good about yourself, now you're chasing. And now you make a mistake and Lumengo scores. It's hard to come back with that tee offense down 14. So,
it's
interesting second half.
Yeah, we'll see, but, you know, the other side of that, and we do always have to look at the other side of that call, if you make that first down and now you have a chance to score going into the half with a one-score lead and getting the football back. So I see the risk-reward there. The reward is high. If you can score and get points at the end of that first half and then get the football back, you're in the driver's seat even more. So just one of those moments that playing to win versus playing not to lose, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here at the half. And we'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA, and we'll be back before you know it to kick things off for the second half in this one. Again, the Titans lead at 14-7 on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Oak and Iron, and Bright Walls. And great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Shelby High School looks to keep a great football season going for another week, and some of the top performances from across the state are highlighted on TikTok. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Each week on our social media channels and at MHSAA.com, we highlight a performance of the week, This week will be the 11th of the school year, and so far we have had some very noteworthy accomplishments. Like Kate Posey of Big Rapids, who carted her first hole-in-one on the golf course and helped Big Rapids to a Central State Activities Association title. Sam Schumacher, who started the year 20-0 in tennis, losing just one set total, who would then go on to win the state championship at number one singles in Division II. And how about Talia Schreiber, a cross-country runner from Pickford? She won a third straight Upper Peninsula title in Division III while posting the fastest time in UP D3 history. The second and third fastest times also belong to Schreiber. More than their accomplishments, Performance of the Week shines a light on the unique personalities of these athletes. What's the best fast food? Pizza topping? Most used emoji? They've got opinions on everything. To see those answers and this week's Performance of the Week, check out the MHSAA's TikTok page or visit us online at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, the Battle Creek Harper Creek girls swimming and diving team won the Southwestern and Central Conference Championships, their first league title in 42 years. Battle Creek St. Philip won a volleyball district title for a 26th consecutive season. Miley Grimm had 23 digs and 4 aces in district play for the Tigers. And East Kentwood quarterback Cade Kaufman threw for 5 touchdowns and added almost 100 yards rushing in a 49-41 district title win over Howell.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field this week with 23 other players. 23 is one too many. There should only be 22 on the field at once. 11 on offense, 11 on defense. But on this play, the offense had a 12th player lined up on the field. What's the call? It depends on when the penalty is spotted. If the officials catch it before the play is run, that's an illegal substitution and a 5-yard penalty. But if the ball is snapped and a play is run with 12 on the field, and the 12th player is not attempting to get off the field, then it's a legal participation and a 15-yard penalty. It's also a 15-yard penalty if the offense uses a substitution to create a deception.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's been an exciting start to the football playoffs as regional finals are being played throughout the state this weekend. Galesburg Augusta qualified for the first time since 1997. Manton qualified for the first time since 2014. And Shelby, the Tigers, not only qualified for the first time since 2013, but have won 2 playoff games, including a district title in Division 7, and have their eyes set on more. Shelby went 5-4 this year, their best regular season record since that 2013 season. In both 2012 and 2013, Shelby went 8-1 in the regular season and advanced to the Division 6 semifinals. This year, they've already won 2 playoff games on the road, beating Leroy Pine River in round 1 and Harrison in the district final. And now they are just 2 wins away from playing in the Division 7 final on Sunday, November 30th at Ford Field. That would mark their first ever appearance in the football final. For more on the Shelby Tigers and how they've overcome an injury to one of their quarterbacks and captured a district title after 5 winless seasons in the last 11 years, check out Tom Kendra's article found at MHSAA.com. And to see the schedule for semifinals, finals, or for information on the 8-player finals being held in Marquette on November 22nd, head to MHSAA.com and click on football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Sometimes you might wonder if you are investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
At the Brokerage House, we're truly thankful for the trust you've placed in us to guide you home. From first-time homebuyers to forever homes, lakefront escapes to country estates, it's our honor to serve this beautiful community we call home. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your story, your milestones, and your memories. During this season of gratitude, with heartfelt appreciation, we wish you much joy and peace. And as always, we're here to make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House. 517-788-8733.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the halftime comes near to a close. Halftime, of course, tonight brought to you by Quality of Life Hearing Center.
What's that?
If you ask my wife, I should be calling them, actually. Third quarter coming up, brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. And, again, that halftime score, Michigan Center now 40-26, trailing Monroe Jefferson. That game on K105.3. And Hudson had really taken control. 44-8 was the lead over Springport in that game. And that was something that we were just commenting on, Brian, is that Ida plays in that conference with them and Clinton. What a good league, because Ida is a very good team. So you know Hudson and Clinton are legitimate too out there still playing this weekend. Tomorrow we'll be doing Hanover Horton versus Schoolcraft. It's a Hanover Horton game. We'll be there at their high school out of Moscow Road, and listen to that 1 o'clock tomorrow on K105.3. The winner of this one tonight will play the winner of a game going on between Almont and Detroit Edison, and Almont are update is we confirmed at a leading 26-0 in that one. So
wow.
Looks like that's the matchup, the number two Titans and the number one Almont. I'm not sure what theirs mascot is now that I think about it.
I shouldn't put you on the spot like this too, but maybe you know. Do you know where that game will be?
We don't know. I think it's a neutral site. Will be determined once the teams
it
are
matters
determined.
Who's playing.
Yep. Correct.
They try to find somewhere kind of middle groundish.
You want to start taking guesses, could be Chelsea.
Oh, boy.
Let's hope that weather is good.
Speaking of weather, tomorrow for our Hanover game, it's a nice spring day.
Yes. Yeah,
like, that's going to be a lot different than our Chelsea-Lumen game 5 years ago on the coldest day in the history of Michigan.
And what a turn of events it could be between this weekend and next weekend, too. We'll have to keep our eye out, but 12 minutes on the clock. Ida gets the football back, trailing 14-7, and then we're back on the field in the fourth quarter. Again, brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. I'm thinking about some retirement. Call Kevin Lamar.
He's good.
Kicked down to the 12-yard line, returned by Ida. And right into coverage at the 30, he's going to get brought down. And boy, we had somebody just jump on that pile and make sure he went down. And that's carried out to the 30. And I believe that was, again, Carson Wieman on the carry.
Yeah, sometimes you see a flag come in for that.
Yeah.
But
first and 10 for Ida. Right at the 30-yard line. Nose of the football right on that white chalk. It hasn't been chalk for years, actually. It's all turf out there, but still. 11:53 on the clock, and we're underway. Second half, 7-point lead for the Titans. T formation for Ida. Handoff on first down. And bouncing off a first tackler. Not far to go there, but gets about four on first down. We'll make it second and six. Bidlowski on the carry.
You know what I've enjoyed watching, Steve, is the guys getting tackled that don't have the ball.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing when you're part of that offense. You're going to get stuck, even if you're not the ball carrier.
Right, if you're not in this misdirection T offense, you might get tackled every time you carry the ball. This time you're getting tackled when you do and when you don't. And on second and six, it looks like the QB is keeping on a little bootleg out, and he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll call it a one-yard loss, I think. Cash Cooper making that tackle, and they'll put it back on the 35. We'll call it third and five here.
Another good tackle by Cooper, and it's a big play for Lumen if they can get the ball back and go score.
Yeah, three and out would be tremendous in the early part of the second half here. Hey, thanks to Marino's Pizza, by the way. We've been hanging out here at Lumen Christi often this year, and Marino's Pizza tonight might be the coup de grace. Like, they're meat lovers.
That was good.
Best pizza we've had this year, and that includes that trip to Adrian. Third down and five. Little delayed handoff. Goes into the middle. Has a chance, and it does carry it past the line to gain, and they give it up to Gavin Albring. He had to get past some contact and fight that last yard to get first down distance. Put him at the 41, first and 10, Ida.
It's kind of a slow developing play. A couple fakes that time, and usually that's not a good recipe for success against this Lumen Christi defense. Albring with a nice run.
Sometimes I think that, well, in this offense, by the time you get to that third guy, they're already tackling two guys. There's not enough guys left to get that other guy. They do a pitch out here to the end, and they get about four on first down on the carry for Crozier, and we'll put him on the 45. Second out and six.
Now, that's a play Ida's only run a couple times, and they've had success both times. We might see a little more bouncing out wide.
That pitch out to the short side of the field, if he's able to get, maybe, you know, if there's more room over there, maybe he's able to push that out even a little further and use speed rather than having to try to barrel through one of these sure tacklers for the Titans. Second out and six, T formation. They get set. Give it up right side. No trickery there, just a good blocking scheme. And first down distance. They needed six. They got seven. That's Bilowski again on the carry.
Yep, that's Wilicki with the tackle.
Into Titan territory at the 48-yard line. 9:18 to play in the third quarter. For Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, and first down for the Blue Streaks.
Really not a fitting nickname for this team. Not much streaky about them.
The Blue Bullies. Bidlowski takes it to the left side. He's hit right at the line and falls forward. He's going to get about one. That's all I can see. And make a second down and nine. No, they're going to give him two. Second down and eight at the Lumen Christi 46. Another tackle for Cash Cooper. Throwing his hat in the ring for player of the game. Made a couple really nice plays in this game on the defensive side of the football so far.
Lumen cheerleaders asking for some defense.
Second down, we're set. Again, goes to the right side, into the middle now. Going to bounce it out to the left side. Ducks under a tackle to the 35. And that was Crozier on the carry. And there's going to be another good gain in the running game for Ida. Out to the 34-yard line and moving deeper into Lumen territory as the drive continues. And that was just a nice run by Crozier. He started out going to the right side and then decided to move back into the middle. And they tried to tackle him high. He ducked under and got a couple extra yards at the end of the run.
He's listed 6'2". That's, you better bring your lunch if you're tackling him high.
Pitch out again, this time going to the left side. And that one sniffed out by the defense. And that's Wilicki in there making the tackle. And we'll give him a yard and a half. Let's call it 2 second and eight again as they kicked it out to the left side. This time Gavin Albring brought down, and he just didn't have anywhere to go.
I said, you better bring your lunch. Well, Licky had his lunch. He had the snack pack. He had a Dukes of Hazzard lunch pail. He had everything ready to go.
With the thermos? What's in that thermos? Is it Kool-Aid or soup? You never know. Could be ravioli.
Is that still a thing? Do kids today know?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's a shame because that was great.
Back in the tee, second and eight. And now we'll get an offside call against the Titans, lined up offsides on the play. And so they'll give him 5 yards. Coach Broken right there, just getting in the ear of that official.
And second and 8, that's kind of a big play to keep Ida ahead of the sticks here.
Yeah. They've done well on this drive anyway. Second and 8 hasn't been daunting, but 2nd and 2 looks real enticing for them. Blue Streaks lined up. 2nd down and short from the Titan 28. Play action. No, they do give it off to Bidlowski, and he's getting close to that line to gain and waiting for a signal from the official. I'm going to leave it just short. I'm going to call it just short. 3rd down and inches. And Crozier on the field, slow to get up, and was holding his helmet, but now it looks like maybe his ankle. And he's not standing up. We'll get the trainers out to greet him. And again, it looks like maybe that left ankle he's been favoring while he's down there. 6.5 to play. 6:35 to be specific. 14-7 Titan lead, but Ida on the march here. And while the player's down, let's take a 30-second commercial break on WKHM.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
6:25 to play here. Again, the winner of this one will face the winner of a game going on tonight between Almont and Edison. That's all but sure to be Almont. 37-0 lead for the Almont squad. 3rd down and about an inch here for Ida, and they get a play fake and looking to throw, and he's going to get brought down, sacked. That again would appear to be a miscalculation by the Ida coaching staff. You got 3rd and about an inch. You know you're going to come out. If you don't get it, you can go for it on 4th. Instead, a sack makes it 4th and 10. And Lumen just...
Just
clutch.
I don't mind that if it's 2nd and 1, try to catch him off guard. But, yeah, like you said, 3rd and 1. Now
we get a field goal try.
51-yard field goal try.
5:27 to go, and I love it. Let's see it. We know he's got the leg to get the distance. The hold is down. That kick is away. It's low on the line, and that's going to miss. No good. And so the Titans get the football with great field position. A long possession by Ida, but coming away without points. 5:17 to play in the third. 14-7 Titan lead. And where do they spot it here? We're going to go back to the 20.
Boy, the armchair coaches, you know, if you're a family member of an Ida player or something, that's just part of the gig. You get to second guess things.
Right.
And that boy, 3rd and inches. And you do something that you're really not comfortable doing.
Right.
That did seem like an inopportune time. Now, if it works, you're like, what a genius call.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that is those short yardage plays is when you can take a risky play when you got another try coming. And they trip Sattler up quickly on 1st down. He's going to get 4. So it'll be 2nd and 6 for Lumen Christie. But, like you said, 2nd and really short.
Yeah.
That's go to deep in the playbook, find something tricky. But
and they had a 2nd and 3rd. If they were going to do that, I would have liked that a lot better, 2nd and 3 instead of 3rd and inches. But I tell you what, if you're a Titan fan listening, so I'm sure there's a lot more of you listening than Ida fans, be happy about it.
Yeah, and by the way, the Titans still have to make that play. And they do, and there's a quick pass to learn. He's going to get that 1st down distance. He stiff arms the guy. Gets past the 30 out to the 33. And a 1st down for Lumen Christie.
You know, Steve Learned is another player that missed a couple games to injury earlier in the season. And there's a big difference when he's out there for the Titans. That just adds a different dimension.
Yeah.
He gives you that big target, and he can run, and he has good hands.
And he's an he's an athletic kid. He's kind of long and lanky, but athletic and strong. Wiry.
Yeah.
4:20 to play and ticking down here in the third. Brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Gaston and under center. Hands off to Sattler to the left side of the line. And he just looked like that seatbelt clamped up on him as he was running forward, and all his arms and legs went forward, but his midsection stayed behind. He gets about three, and we'll call a second down and six. That's not bad, actually, for a four-yard gain.
That was A.J. Seville with the tackle on Sattler, and you said he went backwards.
3:45, and the clock runs on the third, and if you're Lumen Christie, eat up as much as you can. And Gaston directing a little traffic in the backfield, and now we'll get a timeout for the Titans. Uncertainty about the play call there, maybe the formation. So we'll take a timeout. 60-second break. 3:29 to play in the third quarter when we come back on WKHM. About 60.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Sattler, and the timeout was worth it. He had the first down just with the play call and the blocking, and then with the extra effort, takes out to the 49-yard line. Almost made it to midfield there. Great individual effort by Sattler, but again, well blocked by the Titans offensive line. And with 3:16 to go and ticking down toward the end of the third quarter, Titans continue to march.
Yeah, you said if you're a Titan right now, you'd like to take these last 3 minutes of this quarter, punch it in, and take that 14-point lead into the fourth.
Sattler gets a handoff. No, cap. Gaston, what a fake. Gets past the defense. Sideline 10, 5. Touchdown, Lumen. Betty Gaston fooled me and the Ida defense, and a 51-yard scamper for Benny Gaston. You know, we haven't seen him run nearly as much as prior quarterbacks, but he's proven the ability in the last couple of games, and Benny Gaston in traffic, great run.
That's coming back, though, Steve. I think they got Johnny Furness. Now, that was deep into the play, so it's still going to be for big yards. It's not going to be a scorer, I don't believe.
We got a confab going on with the officials right now, and that flag all the way down at the 10.
Yeah, that block in the back by Furness, just kind of unnecessary. Gaston had him beat for sure.
2:52 stops the clock, and it's going to go pointed toward Almont, but it is going to go against Lumen, and they're walking it way back here.
Now, they said personal foul. I'm not sure. I know some of the guys up here in the booth are trying to say after the touchdown, but that flag definitely came out before Gaston got in.
Coach Brogan out there getting an explanation. And now it's going even further here.
Wow.
It looks like. Chorus of boos. That's going to go all the way back to the 49-yard line.
So they're calling it unsportsmanlike, and I'm not sure how they decided where the mark is going to be.
So It's first and it's just, oh, that play never happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like we're starting over.
Except we're 30 seconds further down. First and 10, Gaston throws to the sideline for Sattler. And he's going to go out to the, that's going to be close to the line to gain. He'll mark that at the 42. First down was at 41, so I think he's going to be just shy, but that'll make it second and 1 yard for Lumen Christie.
That play's been successful for Lumen tonight. They've had Sattler always on the short side of the field and just quick pitch and catch to him and let him run out there in space.
Yeah, 2:06 and running down here in the third quarter for Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab. Kevin's on board for the fourth quarter as well tonight. Second and one. Titans at the 42. And they give it to Sattler. He's going to get past the 40 down to the 37 before he stopped. And that'll be a Titan first down there. And we get inside of 2 minutes.
And that was a Wilicki run on that one.
It was a Wilicki?
Yep. I see that nine and the five kind of look alike.
Sometimes at a quick glance, if I can just catch a single digit, then I assume Sattler.
Similar body type, too.
Yeah. Gaston coming in with this play call from the sideline. 90 seconds to play third quarter. 14-7 Lumen Christie lead. Scoreless here in the second half, actually, so far, but the Titans marching. I formation. And they give it to Sattler in the backfield. And he's hit at the line. And then looked like he might be able to break that tackle, but reinforcements came. And he's brought down for no gain, second and 10.
That's Carter Darien. 6 foot, 215-pound junior for Ida making that wrap-up tackle.
So that was a couple of big kids, even the second guy who came in to make a hit. That's some power to be able to push Sattler down. Second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. We're down to 45 seconds to play in the third quarter.
And Lumen has no problem with these reticulating drives.
Yeah, this is a shotgun for Gaston. And looking to throw. Now he's going to have to get one away under duress. But caught by Walters. And that's going to get out to the 26. That'll be a first down for Lumen Christie. And it looked like Gaston might be out of options. He threw a strike to Walters in between two defenders. He went left his feet, caught it, took it to the turf, and it's a first down for Lumen Christie with 22 seconds, and that might have been the last play of the third quarter.
I think so.
So 14-7 lead for the Titans, and we'll tick this away down to the end. We'll leave 12 minutes left in this game, and let's take a 60-second commercial break, and when we come back, fourth quarter ready to go. Titans lead at 14-7 on WKHM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and Phelps Towing, one of our sponsors. I've needed them twice on Fridays this football season, hopefully not tonight. 12 minutes on the clock. Titans ready to go, first and 10. And there's another give to Wilicki, and he's going to sift his way through for about 9 yards on first down.
Wilicki's really found some success tonight.
Yeah, we'll say 8 yards, second and 2, inside the 20. And from the 19, the Titans will run the play here. Contact coming in, and that's going to get Wilicki a break.
Yeah, he's averaged about 8 yards a carry tonight.
Yeah, hasn't been given. It hasn't been high volume, but when they give it to him, he's been able to grab a big chunk. Big update from that Michigan Center Monroe Jefferson game, and the Cardinals sticking around 40-32.
Just starting the third quarter.
Gaston hands off to Sattler, bounces outside, looking for that first down marker, gets it inside of the 15 and brought down. I'll call it the 14. That's not a great spot, but they are inside the 15 with a fresh set of downs. And 11 minutes to play in this one, a 14-7 lead. Things are looking good for the Titans right now in the red zone with a chance to go ahead by two scores.
Yeah, and this Lumen drive, Steve, started way back. It's about 6 minutes long now, game clock-wise. Just how the Titans like it.
Yeah. They like to keep that clock running and make this game shorter. And again, they'll, you know, we talk about Ida having to kind of have long, sustained drives. I think Lumen would love to just do that every time. There's another hand off to Sattler. He breaks a tackle in the backfield past the 10 to about the 8 or 9. And like Mackey at the bottom of that pile was writhing for a moment, but he does get to his own feet on his own power.
And, Steve, every team would like long, sustained drives if you finish with scores.
Yeah.
But Lumen, again, we've mentioned this earlier. If you can get up 14 and all of a sudden put this T team into a position that they don't want to be, where they're going to have to throw it a little bit. They can't just go 3 yards a crack again when you're down two scores.
Second down and about four from the 8 yard line. Titans break the huddle. Gaston under center. Fullback offset in the eye. They give it to that's Walicki again. He takes it in from the 8. Touchdown, Walicki. He came out for a breather. I guess they wanted to save him for that touchdown run. Sean Walicki takes it to the house. 9:50 to play and 20-7. Titans, all of our touchdowns all season long for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning, our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and our fourth quarter sponsor, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Extra point pending and a two-score lead feels pretty good for Lumen Christi. Under 10 to play in this game.
I guess Ida wouldn't have to quite abandon what they want to do yet, but they definitely need to score and then a quick hold.
And that's there. Good for Wetzel. 30-second break. Another kickoff coming your way on WKHM. Titans lead 21-7.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Score update here, 21-7. Lumen Christi leads this one with 9:50 to play in the fourth. About the same amount of time into the third, and another score at Monroe Jefferson, 48-32. Jefferson leads Michigan Center. Less than, what, 2 minutes into that second half, there already been two scores?
That makes you start wondering what, like, a state record is for combined points.
There's a kickoff from Wetzel. Going to get high and down to the 10 on the return for Ida. And nowhere to go, out to about the 24. Weeman with the carry again.
I think you ought to clear that up, too. You said Wetzel going to get high. The kick
was high.
Yeah. Okay, I don't want anybody thinking negative thoughts of Wetzel.
Gosh,
doing
Wetzel
anything
stays
against
busy. He doesn't have time for that.
No, he doesn't.
Between marching at the halftime, kicking off, extra points.
So, Steve, this is interesting if you're Ida. You're down two scores, 9:43 left in the game. You usually just are power running and just churning the clock. What do you do now?
I think you go with what you do best. They do a run into the middle. No gain. They did give him kind of the 25 here on the spot. Looks like a little bit of a bonus yard on the spot. So the second and 10 from the 25. And the clock running, though. And, again, no gain on that first play. And I think you got to you got to mix it up with some of those outside runs that you had a little success with. Give it to your quick guys, and that is a pitch to the left side. And Lumen, great job stretching it out. They're going to get about two on that, maybe three. We'll call it third and seven generously, and that was a carry by Gavin Albring to the left side. They did pitch it out, ended up trying to take it in off tackle, and the Lions defense on that, or the Lions, the Titans defense on that side, just getting the job done over there.
Specifically, Antoine Baker.
Baker getting in on the play, and of course, Cash Cooper does a great job at holding that edge. T form here, third and seven. Ida, blue streaks, play action, rolling out, looking to throw back to the left side of the formation. So in space.
Oh, great tackle.
Caught, and Fitzpatrick coming up and making the tackle. Just going low, grabbing Albring's legs and bringing him down. I'm going to call it 1 yard, two maybe, fourth and five for the blue streaks. And a good, great individual tackle there by Fitzpatrick. He's going to get pulled out on the fourth and five, and they'll send Burgess back to return a punt, perhaps.
Yeah, if Fitzpatrick doesn't make that tackle, he's got first down easy.
Yeah.
Are they really going to punt, though, too? Under 8 minutes to go, down two scores.
I think Titans looking for a fake, preparing for it, but it is a punt. It's a low liner. It's going to hit and roll down to the 30. Burgess gets it there, goes right side, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet past the 40. Pushed out of bounds at about the 42-yard line, and that's where Lumen Christie is going to get the first down set. 7:47 to go, and boy, that feels like, you know, when you ask, is that, are they really going to punt it? I don't think they had any real choice, but I think this could be, that could have been their last possession.
Yeah, I know, that's the problem. You punt it away the way Lumen's offense has been marching. Even if they don't punch it in, you got to believe they're going to waste four minutes.
Yeah. And then you start looking at two scores in 8 minutes felt like like too much. Two scores in less than that. And feels big to get a three and out here if you can for Ida. Blue Streaks, really, to be in this position with Lumen, a couple things bouncing a different way, and this is a much different game. But two-score lead for the Titans. They hand off to Wilicki, who's been kind of the stud in this one. And again, that looked like he was stopped for two. Spins away, makes it a 5 yard gain on first down. Second and five for the Titans from their own 47.
Yeah, Sattler, who's had some nice runs today, tweaked that ankle again. And Wilicki's kind of coming in and being the closer right now. Doing a darn fine job of it at that.
And again, they haven't had to do much trickery. They've been, again, winning that battle in the trenches and wearing them down. I think the added defense is starting to feel the wear and tear of having to go this game against this blocking scheme. Though they played pretty great. As far as people we've seen challenge Lumen this year, that's as good as anybody's played them all year. And evidenced right there by a quick tackle for no gain on second down. And that was Sattler getting a carry, and he's twisted down right away. Third down and five now for Lumen Christie. So this is a big chance for Ida to need to make a big play here. And the difference between Ida and Lumen on third and five is Lumen's shown no hesitancy to go to the air. Meanwhile, Ida has, they've passed three times, all incomplete. Nothing even looks close. But right now, if you're Ida, the defense, you want to stop the run. But
well, here's sellout time. If Lumen beats you through the air, so be it, if you're Ida.
Gaston wisely said, hey, there's 10 seconds left on the clock. Let me take that play clock down. I formation and maybe trying to hard count them. And then they're going to get a timeout from the Titans there. Good job by Ida. Discipline stayed in there. Let's take a 30-second break on the timeout. 6:10 to play. 21-7 Titans on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 6:10 to play in this one. Titans lead at 21-7 with the football, third and about four and a half near midfield. Fourth quarter brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Stay tuned for the post game after this. And then a short post game, as short as we can get it, because we want to send you out to get University of Michigan basketball with TCU. I formation here for the Titans on third down. Wes Learns split wide left. They do hand it off. He's hit, but bounces off. He's battling, and they great tackle. Walicki had it to the 49, and it brings up fourth and one. So if you're Ida, I don't know if that does what you hoped it would do. You needed to get the defense off the field, but Titans will leave the offense out there with a two-score lead, 5:50 to play, and just 1 yard to gain. I think they think they can get a yard when they want to.
Yeah, there's no reason to believe they won't.
No.
And they won't probably snap this ball until about the 5:10 mark.
We had a 37-0 lead for Almont over Detroit Edison at the half, so it looks like Almont will be the opponent for Lumen Christi next Saturday. Location TBD, but we will be there for the live coverage here with WKHM. Titans break the huddle, fourth and one. They give it, and that's going to be close. Spot's going to matter. Almont thinks they stopped them.
Yeah, where the officials are coming in to spot it, I think.
Yeah, where they're standing right now, that would be a turnover on downs for the Titans.
While they're sorting that out, Steve, I keep getting updates from my wife, Lisa Haynes, and another Monroe Jefferson score, 54-38 now.
Wow, it was just 48-38. So we'll get a timeout, official timeout.
Now that spot looks closer than where the officials came running in.
But based on where that first down marker is on the sideline, it's still short, but are they going to maybe come out and measure?
I don't. Where they have the ball, it does not look
right.
That tip of the ball needs to be to the 48, and it does not look like it's there. I think this is going to be eye to ball.
We're at 5:13, and the clock stopped. 21-7, Titans lead it. And then short fourth down, nice job by it. By Ida to just make that tackle without giving up any extra yardage. I mean, that's just tough to do, and they'll stretch out the chain here. And that is short Ida football.
Because I don't think Lumen had been stopped for no yards and a carry yet this game.
Yeah.
That was the first time.
Feels that way, especially in that short yardage distance with so much on the line. You know, we're looking for every inch there. I think the spot looked accurate to us from up here, and we're looking on it right at a 90 degree, so we're looking straight down that line, and I can't complain about the spot, the measurement, anything. This was a good stand by Ida when they needed one. 5:13 to play. Decent field position here for the Blue Streaks. Can they capitalize on the stop? Different look formation here. Kind of a pro set. Two split wide left. And rolling out that direction to throw. Looking downfield. And incomplete, short of the intended receiver, Snyder, trying to hook up with Gavin Albring on the sideline. And again, you know, we said it earlier, Ida has not really threatened even with the passing game. Hasn't been close.
Yeah, every pass they've done has been on a rollout, and Lumen's been in hot pursuit, so he's rushed. Nobody's open. Other than that, the passing game's looked awesome.
I want to say 0 for 4 or 5 passing on the day. Second and 10 now from their own 49-yard line. Midfield is right there, and with 5:08, the clock is stopped with the incomplete pass.
I swear, if you're Ida, you almost have to have some kind of trick play.
They go with the straight T here, and they give it off to the left side. Bounces back in past the 50 to the 48 on the Lumen side of things. And that'll bring up third down at about 7 now for the Blue Streaks with under 5 to play.
And if you're Lumen, you have no problem with that right now. And Ida is still huddling up. You know, they can't afford to be huddling up right now.
Well, you know, if they're going to do anything tricky, Brian, it's probably going to have to come out of that tee so that you've got some kind of play action or something you can do out of that. But when you start setting up in other formations like they're doing kind of right now, I think the Titans kind of get on, you know, hip to the idea of what might be coming. So, again, rolling out this time to his right, looking downfield, stops, fires. He's got the arm. He's got a man. Oh, through his hands. Everything done right at about the 17-yard line. And Gavin Albring had a shot at it and just missed it. What a throw by Snyder, actually, right there.
Yeah, went right through Auburn's hands. By far, Snyder's best pass of the game.
Yeah.
It hadn't really been close to that point.
All right, other Division 6 updates. Again, Almont, the likely opponent now for the Titans on Saturday. I'm going to say it's happening. 44-0, they lead Edison with 4:47 to play the third quarter there. At least that's when the update's from. Reed City over on the other side of the bracket, 14-12 early in the third quarter, playing a tight one there with Kingsley. And Kingsley has looked awesome in the playoffs. So either one of those, whoever wins that one, that's going to be a tough out for whoever plays on the other side of that bracket. You got the Grand Rapids teams over there too. So the semifinals look to be awesome here in Division 6. We get a timeout now from Ida. We'll take a 60-second break, 4:23 to play in this one. Titans lead at 21-7, big fourth down for the Blue Streaks on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Struggling with a denied Social Security or disability claim? You are not alone. I'm Larry Falzon of Wygott and Falzon. For decades, we've been helping Michiganders navigate the complexities of disability and Social Security claims. We understand the challenges and are here to fight for your rights with a track record of success and a commitment to our clients. We're ready to assist you. Call us today at 877-2-GET-PAID for a free consultation. Wygott and Falzon. Losing is not an option.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Brought down, the ball's loose. Titans scoop it up. Turnover, Ida. Boy, with the timeout call, it felt like that fourth down play really did have the game riding on it. And that's been the issue with it when Ida has tried to pass tonight. Is protection. The Titans sack him. Turnover on the fumble. First down, Lumen Christie.
Yeah, and Steve, did you see who made that?
There's
a couple Titans bearing it down on him. And fumble or no fumble, that was going to be turnover on downs either way.
Yeah. So we got a Titan injury on the field. Getting stretched out like it's a cramp. We got 4:16 to play, 21-7 Lumen Christie. Meanwhile, while we have a player down on the field, let's do some score updates here. Michigan center Monroe Jefferson now with 7:28 to go in the third. Our last update, 56-38 Monroe Jefferson. So the Titans that game continues to be just an absolute shootout. And there's a lot of football up to play in Monroe Jefferson tonight. I wonder what time Connor and Mark are going to be headed back to Jackson.
Yeah, maybe midnight.
Hudson, meanwhile, 60-14 now leading Springport with 9:47 left in the third there. Holy smokes. Seeing some odd numbers coming up here so far. And, again, thank you to Tom Ratchford for a couple of updates. Almont was leading 44-0 over Detroit Edison. Still time to play in the third. With that update, and Reed City and Kingsley in the third, 14-12 Reed City with just a close lead over a good Kingsley team. The rest of the D6 lineup filling out there. Again, we'll be in action tomorrow, myself and the professor, about 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Hannibal Horton hosting Schoolcraft on K105.3. In motion, they give it inside and down to the 35. And Walicki carries again, 4:07 to play. And the clock running now for the Titans.
I was trying to look and see what maybe the state playoff record is for points in a game. Just a quick look. I did see
216.
Muskegon beat Hastings 216-0.
Oh.
Now, that couldn't have been a playoff game.
No.
That was in 2017, too, so not long ago.
Hastings was bad. I remember that, but Sattler in motion. They give it to the inside handoff again and take it down to the 31. So that'll make it third down and 2 yards for Lumen Christi as the clock runs down to 3:21. Again, we'll do as short of a postgame as we can to get you to University of Michigan basketball with TCU tonight. And we'll get you all the scores that we got. But it appears that our game, this is our first game of the playoffs that wasn't a running clock for Lumen Christi yet. And we're still going to be done well before any other games are finishing around the state. But Titans will let this run down as far as they can. Third down and 2. Gaston comes in with the play. 9 seconds on the play clock. Sattler, the deep back. Two big blockers in front of him. Contact goes in motion to the right side. They give it into the inside handoff, and he's going to rumble past the line to gain down to the 25-yard line. And Walicki again. Now handling closing business on this drive for the Titans, and maybe making himself our player of the game. He's got a good shot at it. Yeah. 2:37 taken away.
That first down, I mean, it already felt like it was a formality, but that one really feels like that was the last nail in the coffin. First down, 2:24 left. I mean, another first down, and they just get the kneel.
Yeah. And I predict that situation will play out down to 2:09. Gaston takes the snap, gives again to the fullback, and this time not as much yardage there. Walicki for about 2 yards.
And Ida has two timeouts left. They just used one. So if Lumen does get a first down, this game will be over.
Let's take a 30-second commercial break for the timeout here. 2:02 to play, 21-7 Titans on WKHM.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. All of our touchdowns tonight for Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Of course, our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. And the Titans looking to kind of salt this away down to 2:02 to play, 21-7, second and 8. And he gives to Sattler, and he pounds through the left side of the line in between the guard and tackle. Gets it down to the 20-yard line. And that'll make it third down. And they'll put it at the 21, excuse me, third down at about 6 for Lumen Christi. And there's Ida's last timeout.
Yep, yep.
1:56 to play. We'll keep it here. And mention a couple of our other sponsors. Form Energy Drink, keeping me powered through the postseason. Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union. Thank you to Phelps Towing. Sullivan's, the postgame prime rib. I hope they got that ready, because it's going to be consumed in just about 1:56 as the Titans punch their ticket into the next round.
Yeah, get that Michigan basketball game on TV there at Sullivan's and go have a beverage and some prime rib.
Yeah.
Watch the Wolverines beat up on the Horned Frogs.
Let's hope so. Shout out to Horned Frog, though, Shelby. Nickname. I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting against TCU and for Shelby.
I love her, yeah. Hope she's listening tonight.
There's no chance, but she might be at that Pistons game, actually, with a crew I know was headed out. A lot of sports action tonight. Ida almost jumps off sides. Hand off to Sattler, and he's going to power his way up to the 15. Close to the line to gain. 1:47.
Is that it? Are they giving it? Oh, they're going to call it fourth and inches.
And we don't get a measurement? Down to 90 seconds left. 21-7 Titans. Looks like this is all she wrote for Ida. What a good year and what a good game for them to come out and challenge the Titans the way they have. A couple different plays go a different way, and this is a very different final few minutes of this game. But the Titans just have, again, mistake-free football and making plays in the clutch when they really needed them. And Gaston will dive, QB sneak it, pass the line to gain. That's a first down, and we'll get victory formation here for the rest of this one.
Yep. That is it.
Benny Gaston will cut a couple yards off of his running stats with a couple of kneel downs to wrap things up here from Lumen Christi. And 21-7 should be our final, but what a game we had. Again, just a good effort by the Blue Streaks. Going to come up a little shy on this, but
we know Gaston can handle the kneel downs, as he used to get put in late in games last year, just have to kneel down.
I know. We're going to get Brogan in there to take these kneel downs, or they're going to let Gaston do it. And that'll do it. 21-7. The final, Lumen Christi Titans. Regional championship for Lumen. Almont waiting in the semifinals for them next Saturday. Details on that as soon as they're available, but a well-earned win for the Titans tonight. Let's take a three-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll get you our player of the game and wrap things up from here, Lumen Christi. Again, the Titans win at 21-7 on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At the Brokerage House, we're truly thankful for the trust you've placed in us to guide you home. From first-time homebuyers to forever homes, lakefront escapes to country estates, it's our honor to serve this beautiful community we call home. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your story, your milestones, and your memories. During this season of gratitude, with heartfelt appreciation, we wish you much joy and peace. And as always, we're here to make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House. 517-788-8733.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Our final score here at Lumen Christi as the Titans win the regional championship over the Ida Blue Streaks and move on to the semifinals next week, Saturday. Place and time TBD, but I got to imagine about 1 o'clock. And It's the semifinals, so we'll probably have to be cold. But, again, well played by Ida. And we think of a couple moments in this game, Brian, where that play late in the first half where they go for the pass, incomplete, stop the clock, punt, and Titans have a minute and 28 or whatever it was, and they are able to take it down and score before the halftime. And it was 14-7 at the end of the third, so they didn't, you know, if that's, imagine if it's 7-7 at that point instead of 14-7, it feels different. Then another just kind of decision on fourth down to go and throw it, and they, instead of, or no, it was the third down.
Yeah.
Third and very, very short, and they decide to go, you know, go to the air and try something a little tricky, and they get sacked, they lose the yardage, and they, again, can't move the football, get that, move the chains, and that drive stalls, and that gets us to our final margin, 21-7. And so if those plays turn into points for Ida or not points for Lumen, the late part of this game looks really different.
Yeah, you see that score in the morning, 21-7, and if you weren't here, you'd think, okay, another fairly easy Lumen win, but nothing easy about it.
No.
Ida was formidable tonight, and like you said, just a couple different plays go different ways, and who knows how this game turns out.
And again, that's the edge that you expect that the Titans have in most of their games, is to make those clutch plays, to make those decisions and have fewer mistakes, or able to capitalize more on their opponent's mistakes than the other team is able to do for them. So, yeah, just it looks like a classic Lumen Christie win. Titans get the regional championship, and Ida sees their season come to an end. But a good season for the Blue Streaks, and really the toughest opponent we've seen Lumen play since we saw them lose here weeks and weeks ago. And we second-guessed some of those decisions, and in the hindsight, of course, if they had done the other thing, it reminds me of like the Lions going for it on fourth down, and you throw it to St. Brown, and it looks like he drops it, or it goes through his hands, uncharacteristic, and you know, the drive ends, and the Lions get ousted from the playoffs or whatever. And you think of that, and you go, gosh, I wish they wouldn't have gone for it on fourth down. But if he catches that, and it's a first down, well, then you're glad they went for it. And it's, you know, that's the kind of way this football game goes. It's a game of inches, and sometimes those inches are the difference between making a catch and not making a catch. And they had another chance on another drive down here late in the game where open player passes there, and he just doesn't catch it. So, yeah, a couple of those balls bounce different ways, and this game ends up in looking different at the end. But a great game nevertheless by Ida in defeat. Titans, meanwhile, win, and they've got maybe their biggest test of the year coming up with Almont waiting in the next round.
Yeah, well, one thing is, now I'm going to get to see you the next two Saturdays, because I'm going to see you in about 15 hours from now
right,
for the Hanover game, and then a week from now.
And then who knows? It could be a Friday. Yeah. Could be a Friday afternoon in downtown Detroit for us, too. We'll have to see. Titans got, again, a big Herculean effort waiting ahead in Almont. Let's take one last commercial break. When we come back, we'll get our player of the game and wrap things up and get you out to University of Michigan football. Titans win it 21-7 on WKHM. Get you out.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here, and we'll wrap it up shortly. Our player of the game tonight, could it be anyone but Sean Wilicki? What a game. Offense, defense, he did it all tonight and was vital to the Titans' success.
Yeah, two touchdown runs for Wilicki. Good job defensively, and good job even blocking.
Yeah.
All facets of the game.
So Willicki, who really had been rewarded as a player of the game in the past for defense, you add in that offensive success, and boy, it's undeniable how important he is to the Titans' success. Sean Willicki, our player of the game tonight, senior fullback and linebacker for the Titans. So again, it looks like Almont will be the other team in the semifinal against Lumen next Saturday. Meanwhile, Montrose and Kent City at 1 p.m. on Saturday. They'll play the other winner on the other side of the bracket, which is 18-14 with 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Kingsley was leading Reed City, so could still be either of those teams. Michigan Center, the eight-man game over there. It feels like an eight-man game.
71-38.
Holy smokes. And with still time on the clock. All right, and yeah, Hudson all over Springport. Good year for Springport for sure. We'll go. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 1 for the kickoff, so about 12:45, 12:50-ish. We'll get on the air. K105.3 tomorrow for Hanover Horton and Schoolcraft. K105.3.com online or 105.3 on your FM dial. University of Michigan football tomorrow at 11 here on WKHM. And the Spartans, that broadcast is at 2 o'clock, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Pistons were leading at last check-in thanks to GOC. Thanks to Tom Ratchford for the scores all night. Thank you to the whole crew from the press box up here, Lumen Christie, Eileen for the band, and Greg Pucher for the rosters this year. And that's all I want to mention. Tom Adler, I won't mention the other guy, kind of back you down there. Tomas, Mark Donato.
You do want to mention everybody.
I do want to mention everybody. Thanks to Marinos for the pizza tonight and Jesse Brown for carrying it up here. And yeah, this is our last game from here at Lumen Christie High School, but we were here quite a bit this year. And as always, they're very welcoming, and it's a great atmosphere out here. So for Luke Moorhead and the Professor Brian Haynes, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Brian.
I'll see you in a bit.
All right. Have a great rest of your night, and go Blue. University of Michigan basketball up next. Rest of your night, and...
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.